Look at there. It is Gordon Keith. Off season no more. Hello.
In all my glory, the triumphant return. I show up every week during football season trying to talk to you guys, and you lock the studio door, won't let me in to do my regular visit with my friends. But I'm glad to be here now.
It's good to have you, man. I will expect and anticipate, and if I'm stereotyping you wrong, please forgive me.
What?
You are
I
one
like
that
puppies
would have,
when I get wet.
No, not saying that. That's everyone. Everyone. Oh. My mom, do you know how many times my mom told me that? I smell like a wet puppy as I walked into the house from playing outside. So many times.
Yeah, it happens.
I anticipate you having a massive amount of cabin fever, kind of like McLaren over there, that you just can't sit still and you have to get out even though you are not supposed to be out, or it's dangerous to be out. Am I right about that?
That is correct. Yes, I have left the house at least twice a day since all this has been going on. And I have a little bit of a built-in excuse because I go and check on the bunker tortoise.
How's the bunker tortoise doing?
She is doing really well. I put her inside an enclosed area and ran a heater in there so that she wouldn't freeze to death. And so she's been in there, but I always am paranoid that, well, what if that heater trips a breaker and then it goes out and then I won't know about it, so I go in and check on her.
Because your tortoise has an automatic onesie that she's wearing. What if it's too warm? You don't give her control of the thermostat? Like, what if it's a little too toasty for her?
No, and the crazy thing is, it's staying around 45 degrees, I think, in there right now, which is perfect for her. She can handle that temperature, and because those tortoises do kind of go into a half hibernation phase in the cold. But the crazy thing is, you know, before I took her in and held her captive, you know, she was just this wild tortoise that wandered around over there by the Muser bunker. And I saw her one year. I was like, ah, that doesn't look like a regular turtle. What is that thing? And eventually came to discover that this is a Russian tortoise. They're not even from this part of the world. This was clearly someone's pet at one point. And she either escaped or they let it out. So the next year I saw her again around the same time she made an appearance. I was like, that's that same tortoise. And I think I marked her that time, put some paint or marking on her, and then saw her. Then we had that horrible freeze that happened that one winter. And then the next year she showed up again. So that tortoise somehow survived outside in that
freezing,
tremendous freeze that we had. She had probably dug herself underground far enough to where she could survive.
How big is a tortoise like that?
She is probably about the size of, I would say, from the tip of her shell to the back, probably about 8 inches, 9 inches.
Okay, all right.
She's a pretty large Russian tortoise. You know, they're not the kind that get really, really big. But
you leave little bowls of vodka out for her to drink?
No, it's crazy. They hardly ever drink water. They're so efficient at processing water, they can just go months without drinking it. It's insane.
What do you feed it, like lettuce and stuff?
With Russian dressing on it?
Yeah, only Russian dressing.
Yeah.
No, she can, there's types of greens that you can feed her that you buy, you know, organic at the grocery store. But there's also tortoise food that you can buy.
All right.
But mainly those things will just eat weeds. They will forage out in a field, and they are very good at determining what they can eat and what they can't eat.
So somehow she
survived in the wild. Probably the vet said she could have, she's probably about maybe 50 years old.
50?
Yeah.
Oh, holy crap. That's amazing.
Yeah. I know. She's probably anywhere from 35 to 50 years old. And they can live.
She's 56.
You really don't know how long they
gorgeous.
Can live. Oh, thank you, Daddy.
Yeah. Keep it away from Daddy.
But, you know, tortoises live a long time. There's that one tortoise that just died recently that I think there's pictures of Teddy Roosevelt with his arm around it, and it just died like within the past, I don't know, 10 years or something.
Man, that's crazy.
So what's your ultimate goal? You just, like, that's your pet now. You feel that's yours. So are you ever going to say, hey, roam free? Or are you just going to say, no, you're mine and you're going to stay here forever and ever?
Well, I debate it all the time. I feel bad about now keeping her within a yard. I mean, she has quite a large distance to roam around in. But I just feel uncomfortable letting her go out in the wild, even though that's where she came from, because there's coyotes will tear up tortoises, raccoons can get at them. But she somehow survived for a long time out there, so I don't know what to do. But she has a great life. I mean, heck, I hand feed her. You know, she'll see me during the springtime, and if she sees me walk out, she'll spot me from across the lawn and start running towards me because she knows that I'll have food for her.
Really? Really?
So she eats right out of my hand.
How long is the trot? How fast is the run?
In springtime, she can actually get up to go what I consider pretty fast, but it's, you know, it's painfully slow by any other creature's estimation. But they really run on temperature. When they're warm, their speed is fast. It's just like a tape slowing down. But when it gets cold, they just move very, very slow motion. It doesn't even look like you're looking at something that's in proper real-time speed. But when it warms up in the spring and summer, she can move fast.
Is this something where, is it because you have food, or do you think that she recognizes you? I mean, do they have the capability of knowing that you're somebody that is kind to her, or whatever it would be, like a dog or something?
I don't think that they have love for people and can bond with people like that. I think she just associates me with food. And when she wants something, you know, she'll, like when she's hungry, like if I start feeding her at a regular time each day, she'll come up to the gate waiting for that other creature that shows up and has that bowl of food that he feeds me. You know, she just associates me with a food distribution system.
Have you ever seen her just go in her shell and, you know, kind of just chill?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she does that all the time. You know, that's the way they'll sleep. They like to sleep with their nose up against a wall or something like that to protect their face. And then kind of tuck her arms and legs in and goes to sleep. It's real cute.
Man, just think if you had to have a shell on your person the whole time, and that's how you protected yourself and slept and all that.
So inefficient. I know. I feel so bad for her because they're heavy. Those shells are really heavy. You'll pick her up and you'll go, God, this thing weighs more than it should. Because the shell, which is made of, I think, like keratin, like your fingernails and stuff like that, when you hit that shell on there, it's just, she's so heavy and she's got to carry that thing around all the time. It looks
you got to keep all your belongings in there, you know, your clothes and all that other stuff. Like it can become a burden.
I know. But they're incredible creatures. I never would have thought that I would have loved a tortoise. Like that was not on my radar. And then this little thing shows up just out of the blue. And I just fell in love with her. I mean, she just was so cute to me. She's so ugly. She's cute.
Are you able to pet her and stuff like that? I mean, do you, I don't know, do you pet the head or something?
You can. A lot of those bigger tortoises, like the Galapagos and Sulcatas and stuff like that, they like, you know, neck scratches and things like that. You know, she's a little bit more wary of that. So she'll let me, you know, touch her neck and stuff like that, but she doesn't seem to like scratching the neck the way that I've seen videos of some of the large, huge tortoises do.
You should turn the Muser's Bunker backyard into like a zoo, kind of like Michael Jackson had at Neverland, he called. You know, you should get a couple rabbits back there.
You should get a place just like that.
Oh, there's rabbits back there. There's possums.
But those aren't your pets,
lots
though, right?
Lots of possums. No,
they're
no,
just there.
I don't. She's the only thing that I feed out there, but there's all kinds of wildlife there. But I, you know, I would love to, you know, let the Muser's Bunker go, let that lease run out. But now I'm worried about, well, what if the new people that have control over this get a ground crew that just mows right over her?
I can't. Well, you wouldn't take her with you if you decided to let it go? You're not going to.
Well, then I'd feel bad because I'm taking her out of the place that she knows so well.
Well, rather that than starve to death because they're not going to take care of her in the back.
I know. That's the other thing. There's a mowing crew that comes through there and a piece of land that's nearby there, and they run those zero turns at like 50 miles an hour, and that poor thing couldn't get out of the way of those things, so I'm scared to let her outside this fenced-in area. I don't know.
Protective are those shells that they have. I mean, I assume that obviously like a mower or something like that would crush it and destroy it, but how strong are those shells?
They're pretty darn strong. But they can, you know, they can be damaged. Certainly a car would crush it. And, but they can bulldoze with those shells. You get those big sulcata tortoises. You can hardly keep them inside a yard because they can knock down a section of 8-foot fence because they're so powerful. They're built like little tugboats. They just have so much torque in those legs.
You can definitely tell that you've fallen for this tortoise because you're risking life and limb to go and feed this thing kale and pecans yes. or whatever you're doing. So obviously you should try and see if you wanted to. Right. Matt's a tortoise. He has a tortoise diet. You should maybe think about relocating that tortoise to maybe you can have better access to it.
I know. I realize I messed up right at the beginning of this freeze when I didn't just bring her over to keep her in my garage. You know, that would have been perfect for her, but I just didn't do it at first. And because I know that she, well, at least I think that she hates riding in a car.
How do you think that?
I don't know.
You're overthinking this thing.
I know. I'm whipped by a tortoise that doesn't care for me.
Well, being in a car for an animal like that has to be like the world is just going by faster than you could possibly process it, as slow as they move normally.
What do you think? They're going to have their heads out the window like a dog or something? How are they going to know?
You know, a turtle in a car or a tortoise.
You know,
a tortoise.
What is crazy that a lot of people do who have Russian tortoises as pets for the winter to winter them, they will put them in a shoebox inside their refrigerator. And that's where they stay all winter because they'll go into like a hibernation.
Right.
And you can just put them inside your refrigerator. How insane is that in a shoebox?
Man, a visitor comes over and they're trying to make some soup and then they want to add a little turtle to it. That feels a little dangerous to do that.
Or you just look like a Dahmer serial killer. They open up your fridge and you've got a tortoise in there sitting in a box like you've preserved it as a specimen.
Yeah, I feel like you think that if you bring this tortoise to your house and like put it in a huge like tank or something so it could have room to run around and you can feed it easily, that maybe it's going to spell out help in the rocks or something to try and see if they can get somebody to save them. I think it'll be fine. I think they'll adjust pretty nicely.
I've done that. I built her a big enclosure at my house and had her over here a couple winters ago. She stayed over here, but she didn't seem to like it.
How did she write a negative review on Yelp or something about you?
She just she would wander around the enclosure. I don't think she liked the particular bark and soil mixture that I'd put inside the enclosure, and I had to build it pretty big. It took up a whole room.
Goodness, this thing does have you whipped.
I know. And then I tried to bring her inside over at the bunker inside the actual building part of it, and I built her a big enclosure there, but I couldn't keep it the right temperature. You know, I would be freezing over there because I would keep it at like 50 degrees to try to help her go through winter, you know, because they like it cold.
And then the tortoise would stick his nose out with some zinc on it. 50 degrees is just too much, like it's on a beach.
It's too much. Yeah, right. It's too hot. Scorching for it.
Try to have an umbrella above it.
The overall message is, people, please don't get involved with tortoises.
Man, this Russian tortoise has you going crazy. Yeah, I never thought that you'd fall for it like that.
Yeah, I know. Now I got six cats now. And
oh, my God.
It's just everything's out
six
of control.
Six cats. Good Lord.
That's a lot. All right. That's a lot of pee. All right, Gordon.
That's a lot of animal.
The signal.
Put up that signal because I'm getting out of here.
Oh, what a great first visit that was. Man, you had a lot built up in the off season to to not really. That first episode.
Not really, but thanks.
No, I'm trying to hype it up. I'm trying to do what you're doing for you, what you do to the tortoise. That is one Gordon Keith. We put up the signal every single Tuesday at 9:55 to talk to our buddy Gordon Keith.